welcome everybody to our call this evening. I hope you had a wonderful, wonderful 4th of July and spent some nice time with your family or doing things adventurous, maybe checked out a fireworks show or something like this. Summer's on its way, isn't it? So tonight we're going to touch on belief a little bit and the power of belief. It's been up in my mind recently because it's so clear to me how strong belief motivates people to action. And the 4th of July just kind of passed, and here in the United States we're free, and we have this belief of freedom that began at a very young age. And it just is commonplace for us today. But if you go to some other countries, that isn't always the case. And what is commonplace for people in some other countries is they believe that they have a place in society. If you're born poor or into a certain system, if you will, caste system, then people believe that is their life and that is where they are to be in life. And if they're born into, you know, a wealthy family or into a prestigious group of people, then somehow they are endowed with certain rights simply because they believe it to be so. And the system runs and is supported because these beliefs are reinforced. And as we really look at transforming ourselves and what can make that possible, it really does hinge on the foundation of belief. And we can truly become just about anything we choose. So long as we truly, number one, believe in it, meaning we believe that it's possible, we're willing to believe in ourselves in it being possible for us and in our capacity to achieve it, and then our willingness to invest in it. But if we're willing to really be honest, really be sincere, really be authentic with ourselves, and we're really fearless and courageous enough to look at our current state of affairs, our current lifestyle, what does our current life look like? And regardless of if we see it as, you know, positive because it's aligning with the things that we'd like to see for ourselves, or we would say it's negative and these places in life are not aligning with what we'd like to see in ourselves. If we're willing to look, you'll see that the foundation of those outcomes, there's a foundation of belief tied to it. And regardless of where that belief came from, whether it came from our family, whether it came from society, whether it came from our church or an organization, whether it came from a sport we were involved in, maybe it came from a mentor, regardless of where the beliefs we hold today came from, they are definitely forming our life today. And so regardless of where belief came from, and regardless of the fact that if our beliefs are true or not, is really not relevant, because the point is, if we believe it, it has a way of coming true. The things that we hold as our beliefs, the things that we invest in that way, tend to manifest themselves. And so if we believe in ourselves as an example to be capable, and we believe that we can do something, whether it's get in great shape, whether it's get a new job, whether it's reinvent ourselves and start a new career path, regardless of what that is, if we believe in ourselves and we believe in our ability to achieve it, we truly believe we can do it, and we tell ourselves reasons why we can do it, and we focus on how we're going to make it possible for ourselves, all stemming from the belief that I can do this and I'm ready to do this, then it has a way of manifesting for us. It has a way of sort of birthing itself into existence, if you will. And on the flip side, if we hold the belief that, you know, we can't do it, we're not good enough, it's not the right time, we believe that we're incapable of fulfilling on something, then those beliefs too, when invested in, have a way of manifesting, have a way of birthing into existence and again, becoming our reality. And so that's kind of a simple way to begin looking at belief, right? If I believe I can't do something, well, then I pretty much have written it off for myself before I even begin. But the moment that I believe in it being possible, then the world opens to me. You know, I was speaking with a mother not too long ago, and she was speaking to me about her daughter and something her daughter said, and she was, you know, recommending that she potentially take this class that would be really great for her daughter. And her daughter says, you know, that class won't help me. I tried lots of things. Nothing's going to work. And that's a young girl, right? Let's say 10, 12, 13, 15 years old, convinced that nothing's going to work, that her circumstances are going to forever remain the same. And so how many of us have been in that space where we take a look at our life and we go, oh my God, it just never changes. This is just how life is. Nothing's ever going to work for me. And there might be 10 solutions right in front of us. And, you know, we might even have somebody literally inviting us to engage in the thing or see the doctor or engage in this course or whatever it might be, read this book that holds the key to an outcome that we truly desire and choose for ourselves. And because of belief, oftentimes, that belief keeps us exactly where we are. It doesn't even allow us to take the step toward possibility. And so look at yourself and be honest and see if you've gotten caught in a belief somewhere in that way where you've said to yourself, hey, this isn't possible for me, and you're backing up with reasons why, right? Regardless of what it is. See if you have a place like that for yourself, whether it's, you know, you have a belief about your ability to love or receive love. Maybe it's a belief about meeting somebody special. Maybe you believe it's never going to happen. Maybe you're kind of writing it off for yourself that way. Maybe it's a belief that you can never make a certain amount of money. Maybe you believe that you'll never make more money than you make today. Right? Look at your beliefs and see if there's a place in your life where you've gone, you know what? This is impossible for me. I can't do this. Maybe it's completing a college course that you're enrolled in right now. Or maybe it's pertaining to getting a promotion that you'd like to achieve in a job. Or maybe it's a belief about bettering your relationship, right? Maybe you have written off already for yourself inside your belief, and you said, you know what, my marriage can never get better. My relationship with my kids is always going to be difficult and a struggle, right? It's been that way for 20 years, and so it's just going to continue to be this way. See if there's a place, if you're honest and sincere with yourself, where you've invested in believing that life isn't going to change in some way or that it can't change in some way. And look to see what's there for yourself. And see if you're willing to acknowledge or take the chance to take on the belief that my outcome here is the result of my beliefs. My outcome in life, in this place, isn't because of who I am. It isn't because I'm a man. It isn't because I'm a woman. It isn't because I'm young or because I'm old. It isn't because I'm capable. It's not because I'm incapable. My results here in my life is because of the beliefs I hold about it. And those beliefs are influencing my actions in a particular way. And see if there's a willingness to let go of the belief, ultimately, that it's going to be this way. Okay? And so that's one example of where it is ideal for us to sort of double-check our beliefs and ensure that they align with the outcomes that we're choosing. And many of you have heard me speak in Mental Mastery and other times that beliefs are neither true or false, right? There's no such thing as a true belief, and there's no such thing as a false belief. But every belief we have will absolutely create an outcome in our life. Every belief that we hold is going to translate into something for ourselves and the world around us. Beliefs absolutely create outcomes. If I have a belief I can't do something, well then certainly that something will never occur for me. And if I have the belief that I can do this and I have the power and I have the ability to do what it takes to see this thing come into fruition in my life, well then it's very likely to occur. Not because of my capability or my inability, my capacity or incapacity, but it has to do with my willingness to invest in and believe in what is possible for me. In the same way, I can eradicate that from my life as an opportunity, as something to manifest into my reality by way of investing in the belief that it's never going to happen for me. And so check at that foundation for yourself. And are you aligning with your beliefs that then births thought, right? It's our belief that ultimately births the way we think. And is the belief that you're aligning with birthing the thoughts that align with the vision and the outcome that you choose? And if it's not, remember, they're not true or false. Be willing to let the belief go and adopt and adapt a new belief for yourself, a new way of aligning with yourself. And so be willing to see that for yourself, right? In these places in my life where I'm not quite seeing the outcome I'd like to see, are there some beliefs getting in the way somewhere? And now, from there, that's a foundation of belief. Can I do it? Or I believe I can't do it, right? It's like that is a critical foundation that we have to make sure is dialed in if we're going to sort of take the next steps. Because if fundamentally I truly believe that I can't do something or something's not possible for me, then ultimately I'm going to have failed before I even get started on fulfilling any number of those things that I'd like to see happen for myself. And so as a starting point, give yourself permission to believe in you. I would say that 9 out of 10 people that I work with, 90%, the thing that gets most in their way is the lack of believing in themselves and their ability and capacity to fulfill. And for most of those people, the only thing holding them back is the unwillingness, for whatever reason, to truly believe in themselves and believe that a reality that they would like to experience is indeed possible. So give yourself permission, number one, to believe in yourself, to truly believe in who you are and in your capacity to perform, believe in your capacity to create, believe in your capacity to manifest, believe in your capacity to learn, to change, to grow, to evolve into who you must become in order to fulfill what you choose to create, what you envision for yourself, what you aspire to. So begin with that foundation of truly giving yourself permission to believe in yourself and to believe in your capacity to create what you choose, and invest in that fully. And if right now some tapes are playing about why you can't fulfill on it or why you'll never succeed, again, regardless of where those beliefs came from, it's irrelevant where they came from. What is relevant is, does this belief align me with the experience of life and the outcome of life that I choose for myself? Because if it doesn't, then I encourage you to change it. Because I'll promise you something. There is no such thing as a true belief. There are facts, but there are not true beliefs. Beliefs inform our way of thinking, and our way of thinking informs our emotion, which informs our action. But it doesn't make those beliefs any more true or false. To believe, as an example, that I am a good person is not any more true than I am a bad person. Or the belief that, you know what, there's some good in me and there's some bad in me, but I'm more good than bad. Whatever, however you assess this for yourself is going to take you back to a belief. What's important, I cannot say enough, is not is the belief true or false. What's important is not that this is real or not, but what's important is, does this belief fundamentally align me with the outcomes that I truly aspire to in my life and the experience of life I choose? And at a starting point, we have to begin with, yes, I choose to believe in myself. I choose to believe that I am capable of creating that which I'm setting out to create. Because you know what? If we don't believe in that and we don't invest ourselves in that, then ultimately we will not create anything that we set out to create, and we will fail. And that will be a guarantee. But if we give ourselves permission to believe that we are capable and give ourselves permission in our capability to manifest and to birth a certain reality into existence, then in that space, it becomes a possibility for us. Is it guaranteed simply because we believe in it? Of course not. But it reveals itself, and it becomes now a possibility. It becomes something that we can fulfill on if we choose. It becomes possible at the very least. Guaranteed? No. Possible? Yes. But you know what? Possible is a huge step forward from impossible, right? Possible is a huge step forward from holding something as impossible. If we hold something as impossible and we write it off for ourselves, then we guarantee that not only will that never occur, but any number of other great things that could transpire in our pursuit of that thing that we choose to create will also never occur. I would say some of the most valuable things in my life, some of the things I cherish most in my life today, were not necessarily things that I set out to create, but they were things that showed up as a result of my setting out to create something. And so again, many of the things that I value most in my life today are not things that I initially intended to create, that I had set out to manifest or make possible for myself or life. But in the pursuit of the visions and the goals and the aspirations and the benchmarks that I set out to achieve, that path, as a result of striving for those things, I found many hidden treasures that I would have never discovered had I not set out in that direction in the first place. And so know that in some ways it's not even about succeeding, so to speak, and fulfilling that which you intend for yourself or that which you envision, but it's absolutely about taking that journey and living the journey of life fully. And there is no way to live fully inside of a belief such as I can't do it and writing off possibilities for ourselves before we ever begin. And then once we go beyond that, once we say, okay, I'm willing to believe that I can do this, that I'm capable of it, that I can achieve it, and that if I'm willing to do what it takes, I can know that as my reality, and I can evolve, I can change, I can become who's necessary to manifest those things. I can do it. I believe in myself. Once we're willing to begin to accept that, to claim that, to lean into that for ourselves, then what becomes possible for us is any number of things. But what we will start to discover after that are a multitude of beliefs that we're holding that, again, align with what we choose to create, align with our vision. And then we might start to discover, or I should say we will begin to discover, a set of beliefs that in no way will ever align with the vision and the experience of life and what we've set out to do. And those beliefs can look any number of different ways. Beliefs are infinite. But what will always be not only an opportunity for extraordinary transformation for us, but will also be an extraordinary challenge, is when we come up against a belief that we've held as true for ourselves, and more importantly, that we've invested in. Maybe we've even invested in it fully. And then we come to realize that this belief will never align me with the vision I choose to create. And then in that moment, we have a choice. We have the choice to be courageous and let go of this belief that is not serving us any longer, and be willing to reinvent ourselves, to be willing to re-identify who we are, to be willing to let life emerge in a new way before us. And what I have discovered is that when many people, they come up to that precipice where they come face to face with one of their core beliefs, we could call it, or their core values, if you will, and they simply come to realize that this thing that I have invested my life in, it's either flat not true, or I simply realize that if I continue to invest in this belief, that it will never create the outcome that I choose for myself. It'll never produce the vision for the life that I aspire to. In that moment, we ultimately have one of two options. We can decide to sort of play along with the belief, even though we know it'll never take us where we want to go, and even though somewhere inside we know it simply isn't true. And we can continue to hold that belief and take action as though it were true, even though it's not. And you might think, well, that's crazy. Why would anybody ever do such a thing? Why would anybody ever face a belief, come to realize that it's not true, and also know that it'll never produce the outcome that they choose, but then invest in it anyway and take action on it anyway? Well, it's because ultimately we fear the chaos of change oftentimes until we come to reestablish, again, new beliefs about change. But most people, and you are not most people if you're on this call, but most people, they find great comfort in that which is familiar, familiarity. People find great comfort in what is familiar, even if it's not true, even if it's not ever going to support or serve them to create what they aspire to as an outcome or as a vision for themselves. it doesn't mean that there's not still great comfort in knowing what to expect, or having the illusion, I should say, that I can know what to expect. And also, the beliefs we hold that are our foundational values, our core concepts even, these really, really core beliefs, these powerful beliefs that we hold, the most powerful ones are the ones that we have invested in most fully. And so the beliefs that we have invested in most fully, we've made every life choice and decision from that belief. And so if we come to face this belief and go, wow, maybe this isn't true, and I have to let go of this belief, well, then I've got to be willing to be brave and be courageous and be willing to look at, once again, all the choices and all the decisions I've made from that belief as my motivating influence. And I've got to be willing to reestablish all of those things. I've got to be willing to take another look at those choices, those decisions, those actions, and ultimately who I am today and who I have become. And I've got to be willing to reevaluate that and be willing to allow new meaning to emerge as to what my life choices and decisions were for, what they meant, why I did it, and how I hold them. And as a result, my whole world's going to change. The more powerful the belief that we are sort of facing, the greater investment we've made, the greater the potential for a life transformation there, for a paradigm shift. And also, the greater the risk, so to speak, because the greater life is going to change as a result of letting go of that belief or shifting that belief. It might even mean that we have to reinvent or redefine everything we know about ourselves and about life. And that can be scary, or it can be intimidating, but it can also be liberating. It can also give us access to a world that is right in front of us, that already exists, but that we simply have to make a choice to step into. And so it can be the key also that unlocks a door that has been locked for some time. And it can unlock that door and give you access to something that you have never before known, something spectacular even. And so as you play with, or you look at, or you dive into working with your beliefs and reevaluating them, do so with strength, with courage, and also with great confidence and with passion, with a sense of where you're going, because that will be your North Star. And it can be as simple as, I choose to know great love in my life, or maybe I choose to know great compassion in my life, and I choose to know great freedom in my life. Well, the place that's imprisoning you is your mind, and it's the beliefs that you're holding. And again, when you let go of that belief, it may feel as though you're losing yourself, and it may feel like a great risk, and it is, because you're risking yourself, so to speak, for who you're about to become. And so don't be afraid of that journey, but lean into that journey. Be excited about it and look forward. Be optimistic about who you're going to become as a result of being willing to change out your beliefs. And know that just because you take on a belief that is different than those close to you, your family or your friends, you know, your loved ones, etc., that it may seem like you're becoming more separate from them, but know that you're giving them permission to do the same for themselves if you have the courage to reinvent yourself. And what I mean by reinvent yourself is, you know, imagine that person that truly believes that they can't do something in life, and they change that belief to, I can do this, and they own that for themselves. That is not the same person anymore. As a result of owning that new belief, everything about their existence is about to change. Everything about how they think is about to change. And everything that they do is about to change. And so if I believe that, as an example, that I have no power, right? Or that I'm treated poorly because X, Y, and Z, fill in those blanks, then we'll always be treated poorly, right? Someone who plays the role of a victim, they have a set of beliefs. A victim believes that they are powerless to that which is around them. And so that victim mentality that can get established in many different ways, becomes the beliefs that we own, and then it's no longer the situations of our past that ultimately define us today. It's the beliefs that we've carried forward from our situations of past that are recreating today. And so there might have been a time in our life where maybe we were powerless to do something, and something occurred or something happened to us. And so then we took that on and we kind of played that forward to, I deserve to be treated poorly, or there's nothing I can do about being treated poorly. The person that believes that way, when they change their belief and they shift the belief to, I deserve to be cherished, right? Or I deserve to be treated kindly. I deserve to be treated well. That is not the same person anymore. That is a new person. That person, by way of letting go of that belief that they are powerless and that they deserve to be treated a certain way, and then they change that out for a belief like, I am powerful, or I deserve to be treated well, or I have great value, that's not the same person. Those two people, it might be the same person, but that belief changes. They're no longer seeing the world the same way. They're no longer going to take the same actions, and they are about to reinvent themselves and step into a world that they couldn't even have conceived as being possible, right? Maybe I have the belief that I must live God's will. You know, that's a certain belief. And if that belief were to evolve to, my will and God's will are one, and the reason I have this will that I have is because God gave it to me, and therefore I can invest in it, and I can trust that I will succeed, and that I have God's support in it being fulfilled, that is a very powerful place to take action from. And at the same point in time, we can be fearful of God, and we can say, you know what, I've got to make sure that I'm a good person, otherwise God's going to punish me. And I can take action from that belief. And so the point is, there are a lot of different beliefs that we can hold for ourselves and about the people in our life, right? Because not only are beliefs powerful for us, but they are just as powerful when we impose those beliefs on other people. If you look at your child and you believe your child to be incapable, they will show you incapacity and they will take on that belief for themselves, or employee or friend or spouse, right? But if you take on the belief that this person is capable, you take on the belief that this person is strong, that this person can do amazing things, and you show up and you sort of superimpose that belief on them, they will show you capacity. And they will absolutely show you courage, and they'll show you what they are capable of. And so wield the power of belief consciously and mindfully, because belief is extremely powerful. And it can be wielded in a way that it can create great things. It can create great outcomes in life. And it's a double-edged sword. It can be wielded to create great destruction as well. You know, wars are created on the backbone of belief itself, of not great beliefs. Beliefs like certain groups of people are not worthy or deserving of life. And you can believe in that and get others to believe in it, and wars are created. People are killed as a result. And you could have the same belief. You could shift the belief about people. The focus could be the same, and it can be on people. But you can hold the belief that we are one human family, and that all people are sacred, and that we are one humanity, and we should care for each other as though we were all family. And you know what? That set of beliefs is going to produce and create magnificent outcomes. And so know that no matter what outcome that you perceive in life, when you watch the news or you read about the worst of humanity, you read about the best of humanity, what's behind all those actions is belief somewhere. And none of those beliefs are true, none of them are false, but they certainly are producing outcomes, and they are certainly motivating and influencing people to action. And so don't look for what's true. Look for what serves. As you analyze your beliefs, as you work with your beliefs, as you sort of acknowledge and you look at the beliefs of other people, don't look at those beliefs as what is the true belief, who is right and wrong, because you know what? What is true and what is false, what is right and what is wrong, is not relevant, really. But what is relevant is what is the outcome this is producing? Is this belief that these individuals hold and that I'm choosing to hold for myself, is it bettering my life? Is it fostering love, compassion, care, kindness? Is it bringing people together? Is it supporting everyone to thrive? Or is it diminishing people? Is it hurting people? Is it creating separation? Is it disconnecting people from one another? Is it causing separation? Is it contracting myself and other people? And look at the beliefs that you invest in and just be willing to be authentic and ensure that the beliefs that you're investing in are truly expansive, are truly creating better things in your life, in the life of people you care about, and ultimately in this world. And live with those as though they are true and invest yourself in them fully. And don't be afraid to reinvent them when the time comes. Don't be afraid to question them and to be willing to seek out higher beliefs, higher understandings, higher ways of thinking to align yourself with. Because ultimately, that is what is going to uplift you. That's what's going to free you. That's what's going to give you access to what you can't even imagine as being possible for now. And it's also ultimately going to be the tool, the power that you access and are able to wield as it pertains to creating the life that you choose, the vision that you choose for yourself. And so take a moment and be willing to look to a place in life that could look a little different than it does right now and see if you find a belief there or a way of thinking that shows up in that place. And look to see, does this belief contract me? Does it expand me? Does this belief influence the outcomes in the people's lives that I influence in an expansive and positive way? Does it contract them? Does it create a negative impact? And be willing to look at what outcome is this belief producing? And if the belief is not truly producing expansiveness, love, connection, aligning you with the vision for your life, be willing to let it go. Don't hold on to something simply because you've held it. Do not hold on to something simply because you have held it. Don't hold on to a belief and a way of thinking simply because that's the way you've done it, or simply because that's what others around you are doing. But have the courage to take on the beliefs that may be new, may be different, may be an evolution of what you've held for yourself. And know that in that moment, you have birthed a new reality for yourself, and you've made a new life possible. And you have stepped into a personal power that is extraordinary. You've stepped into a capacity within yourself that is truly extraordinary. Because through the lens of belief, through the mastering of belief, we can say, is a great power that you wield, a great power to heal, a great power to create, a great power to influence, a great power to better your life and the lives of other people. And the unwillingness to master belief, the unwillingness to analyze our belief, to check our belief, to allow our belief to evolve, is also the most disempowering thing we can do. As our false beliefs then can become a prison, one that we cannot escape, and one that will define the existence that we know. The fabric of life that we will come to experience is woven with belief. And so take some time and reflect, you know, a bit each day as we come up to physical mastery here this weekend in Denver, and you know other programs in the other cities, etc. And start to really look and pay attention to the thoughts that go in your mind, the thoughts you have about yourself, the thoughts you have about other people, the thoughts you have about organizations, the thoughts you have about communities you're involved with, and start to look at each of those thoughts slash beliefs and ask the question, does this belief align with the outcome I choose for my relationship, the outcome I choose for my friendship, the outcome I choose for my family, the outcome I choose for this community that I'm involved with, my job, my career, whatever it is? Does this belief align me with the outcome that I choose? And if it doesn't align with the outcome that you choose, if it's not giving you at yourself access to the experiences and the outcomes that you know that you aspire to for yourself, have the courage to let them go. And have the courage to adopt a new belief, one that does align you with those outcomes. And trust in that belief to carry you forward to the manifestation of the outcome that you seek. Trust in your belief to carry you to the outcome of that which you seek, the experience that you seek. And know that you wield great power there. And so I know many of you have obviously challenged many of your beliefs, and you've changed many of your beliefs, and you're willing to be up to that. Otherwise, you know, we wouldn't be doing this work together as we are. But, you know, there's always that next level that we can attain. There's always that next step that we can take. And so maybe there's this whisper as a belief that's been showing up for you time from time, and you know it doesn't quite align with what you choose to create in your life, but you haven't been fully willing to let it go. Give yourself permission today to let that belief go and to adopt something new, to try it on and have the courage to see where it takes you. And let your experiences as they unfold from the beliefs you hold determine whether you hold on to a belief and invest in it more fully or not. Not the idea of is this belief true or false, but the experience that you create and that you manifest as a result of holding a particular belief, and allow your experiences and your outcomes to inform what beliefs you invest in more fully and to inform which beliefs it may be time to let go of. And so play with this a little bit. Look at your beliefs and ask that question, what outcome does this create? If it's proven to create the experiences and outcomes that really do serve you and serve where you choose to go, then invest in those fully and celebrate them. If you discover some beliefs that it may be time to fine-tune a little bit, and you discover those are not aligning you with the outcome you choose, and they don't seem to be creating the experiences that you would really like to have in your life, then maybe it's time to let those go and celebrate the letting go of those beliefs and the space that it's going to create as an opportunity to evolve and to go further in your life. And so much love to each and every one of you. I look forward to seeing you guys at Physical Mastery this weekend and many others at Transformational Journey. Have a beautiful, beautiful rest of your night. Very happy belated 4th of July to each of you, and looking very forward to seeing you all in the near future. Good night.